The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
But we, at the end of everything, we discover that the wisdom from above is superior. It's the principal things that every member must seek for. Today, we'll be discussing about benefits of wisdom from above. As a Christian, what we need to survive, what we need to achieve our goal and to achieve the purpose for God created us for is wisdom. Without wisdom of God, there's no way we can achieve any good thing on earth. Lack of wisdom is nothing with somebody that is living in darkness. And when somebody is living in darkness, there is no way you can see anything. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Number one, benefits of wisdom from above. Wisdom prolongs long life. Wisdom gives long life. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. Media. In the lips of him that has understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is avoid understanding. Wisdom makes you to depart from anything that you know that is harmful to your life. Anything that can cause early death, you will fly away from it. Wisdom will help you to be self-disciplined. Where you have self-discipline, there's probability that you will live long. Wisdom make you depart from snare of death. Premature death is not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Then Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. My son, forget not my law, but let the heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Praise the Lord. When you have wisdom, you will run away from anything that can harmful to your life. Anything that you know that can cause premature death, you will run away from it. Number two, benefits of wisdom from above. Wisdom procure favor. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 8b. Exalt her, and shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when the doors embrace her. When you are wise, you do not lack favor. This is because wisdom allows you to access favor. The book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and status and in favor with God and man. When you have wisdom, you will behave wisely. And people will respect you and honor you. You will honor the header and will be loyal to your boss. And all these things will give you favor. It is not your skin body. skin color or shape or amount of wealth that can bring favor, but it's the wisdom of God. Your wealth, your body shape, your location cannot give you favor, but it is the wisdom of God that gives you favor. Number four. Sorry, number three. Wisdom attracts God's presence. Wisdom attracts God's presence. It takes the wisdom of God to obey God and to do His will. And when you do God's will, you will enjoy the presence of God. When you do the will of God, it takes the wisdom of God to obey God, to do His will, to keep His promises. And when you keep the promise of God, you will enjoy the presence of God. David enjoyed the presence of God because he behaved wisely and God walked with him. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 14. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. When you behave wisely, when you do the will of God, when you obey the instruction of God, you will enjoy the presence of God. But it takes wisdom to do the will of God. It takes wisdom to follow the doctrines of God. I pray that God will help us to obey His commandments in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we can enjoy the presence of God. Number four, wisdom begets promotion. It is God that lifted men. It is God that promotes men. When you possess the wisdom of God, you will enjoy promotion, because the wisdom will announce you, even in the place of your work, in your career, in your ministry. The wisdom of God will announce you. They will recognize you, and it will lead to your promotion in the mighty name of Jesus. Number five, wisdom brings wealth. Wisdom brings wealth. It is not sweat that makes somebody wealthy, but it's the wisdom of God. It's not about krakra that makes somebody to be wealthy in life, but it's by the wisdom of God. It is the wisdom of God that transforms raw materials to finishing goods. It is the wisdom of God that changes times to money. It is the wisdom of God that changes cement and the stone to estate. It is the wisdom of God that brings about new innovation and new idea. So, wisdom of God helps you to be rich and to be wealthy. It's not about the character. It's not about struggling, but it's by the wisdom of God. Wisdom of God will give you revelation of the secrets of hiding treasure. I pray that God will empower us with wisdom to get wealth in the mighty name of Jesus. According to Deuteronomy 8:18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth, that He may establish. It is the God that gives wealth. But you have to follow the principles of God. If you want to be worthy, you have to follow the principles of covenant practice. You have to pay your tithe regularly. And you have to embark on habits of giving to other people. That is the secret of worthiness in this kingdom. You have to follow the principles of covenant practice. There is no alternative. That is the only alternative, and that is the only solution if you want to be rich or worthy in this kingdom. You have to follow the principles of covenant. Let us open our Bible to the Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, say the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out of blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither shall your wine cast a fruit before the time in the field, say the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, say the Lord of hosts. So there's no any alternative. If you want to be rich or worthy, you have to follow the principles of covenant practice. If you don't forget, wisdom is the application of the principles of God. Application of God's principle is wisdom. Ability to do the will of God is a wisdom. Ability to take God as a first mentality is a wisdom. If you want to enjoy wealth, embark on covenant practice. There's no alternative. No alternative. I pray that God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. When the wisdom of God, and when the wisdom turns opportunity, it becomes wealth. Because the wisdom of God will give you new idea, new innovation to get wealth. When you keep to covenant practice, you will get a lot of wisdom to get money. True money. When you are following that principle very well, you will know if you want to do some business, that God will direct you. That is another point of a benefit of wisdom. Wisdom also directs you to your goal. Hold that your step. When you have a wisdom, any business you establish, it will yield profit. Because that wisdom will give you idea to make profit. And God said he will rebuke the work of devourer. I pray that God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Wisdom brings glory. Number 5, wisdom brings glory. Proverbs 4:9b. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 9b. She said, give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. The end point of wisdom is glory. The end point of wisdom is glory. You can't carry the wisdom of God and won't be glorified. The end product of glory is, of wisdom is glory. Because when you have wisdom, it seems that God has crowned you with something that people, when they see you, they will respect you. When you speak, they want to listen to you. The glorious life in Christ is only possible by walking in wisdom. The glorious life in Christ is only possible by walking in wisdom. If you want to enjoy glory, seek wisdom. Seek wisdom. Number six, wisdom brings the fear of God. Wisdom brings the fear of God. Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandment. His praise endureth forever. Praise the Lord. It takes the wisdom of God to fear God. It takes the grace or the wisdom to obey him and to do his will. To please God always, it requires the wisdom of God. Because the few believe that there is no God. Unwise men believe that there is no God. But only wise man can fear him. And if you want to fear God, you have to keep his promises. You have to obey him. You have to follow him to the end. Whether it's convenient for you, you have to follow him. Whether it's easy for you, you have to follow him. But it requires the wisdom of God. If you don't have wisdom, there's no way you can reference God. There's no way you can respect him. But when you have wisdom of God, you have opportunity to praise him, to reference him always. So it takes the grace of God to reference God and to praise him all the times. So wisdom of God helps you to fear God, to walk in the fear of the Lord. Unwise people, they believe, some say that even there is no God. That is fool. But as a wise person, you know that the God that created heaven and earth, you believe him, you will reference him, you will obey him all the times. You will keep his promises. You will do anything to please God. And all these things require the wisdom of God. So, even today I understand that any person that is committing sin, that's living a sin, that's living a life that is not glorifying God, is known him as a fool person. I pray that God will help us to be wise, to obey him, and to walk in the fear of the Lord. Wisdom gives direction. Wisdom gives direction. If you have wisdom of God, it will show you how to go about something. How to go, it will show you. It will show you the danger ahead and will provide a solution to you if you have the wisdom of God. It will guide you so that you not fall into the trap of enemy. That is the wisdom of God. Because the wisdom of God will tell you the time you're supposed to speak, it will tell you. The time you're supposed to be silent, the wisdom of God will tell you. So it will guide you. It will guide you. If you know that the place I'm passing through is not good, the wisdom of God will tell you whether to go back. So the wisdom of God gives direction. Proverbs 4:8b. Exhort her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor. No, sorry. The Ecclesiastes 10:10. Therefore, remove sorrow from the heart. No. Yeah. If the iron be blunt, and it do not wend the hedge, there must be put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Praise the Lord. Wisdom is profitable to direct. When the wisdom of God directs you, it is certain that in that journey, you will have cause to glorify God. Another point, wisdom facilitates destiny construction. Wisdom facilitates destiny construction. Wisdom of God helps us to accomplish our goal on earth. It helps us to fulfill our destiny. That is the purpose of wisdom. He said, "We help you to fulfill your destiny." It's the wisdom of God that will help you to build your destiny and to help you to assess your destiny. I pray that God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. The wisdom of God will help you to fulfill your destiny. Whatever you are pursuing, maybe you are a student. If you have the wisdom of God, you will know that when in the school, you have to read very well if you want to pass with flying color. So you are applying your wisdom to sit down and read so that you can come out with flying color, so that your future shall be glory. So destiny and wisdom of God help you to fulfill your destiny. Even if you are working as a career man, you need to apply your wisdom to work hard and to obey the instructions of the organization you are working with so that you can be fulfill your destiny or assignment in that area. Even if you are in the church of God, if you discover that God has been, you are maybe you are sleeping, you have a dream, you have to pray. Whether God, some people have talented. Some people can see that you can hear from God. Some people, when they sleep, they have dream. And when they have dream, that dream will come to pass. So you have to discover your purpose and pray so that God can help you that destiny to fulfill. So wisdom helps us to fulfill our destiny. And it's a builder of our destiny. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Proverbs 24, verse 3. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. True wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established. Praise the Lord. So you can only build your destiny through wisdom of God. Nobody can build your destiny for you, but you have to apply the wisdom of God if you want to build your destiny, and if you want to fulfill your purpose of God on earth, you have to apply the wisdom of God. By your own power, you cannot build your destiny. By your own capacity, you cannot build your destiny. So it requires the wisdom of God to build a destiny and to fulfill it. Some people build a destiny. They say, after I graduate from university, I will be working in a big organization in Nigeria. But they tried their efforts. They could not secure any employment. They couldn't. They tried. They built it. But if God help you, even before you graduated, you may be employed. That is the wisdom of God. Whatever we want to do, you have to trust in God. Apply the wisdom of God. I pray that God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Another point is, wisdom bears great rest and peace. Wisdom bears great rest and peace. If you want to enjoy peace, you have to seek for wisdom. Because it requires wisdom to say sorry to your wife when you offend her. It requires wisdom. We say sorry not because you want to just enjoy peace. And we say sorry. So, it requires peace. It requires wisdom to enjoy peace. Even in the church of God. If somebody offends you, call him in order. Say sorry to him. So that you can enjoy what? Peace. In any places you find yourself, in this world, it is certain that people will offend you unless you are alone. If you are living with, either in the church, in anywhere, people will intentionally offend you. But the grace and the wisdom of God you need is to just say sorry and let the peace of God reign. First Kings chapter 5, chapter 4. First Kings chapter 5, verse 4. But now, the Lord my God has given me the rest on every side, so that here is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. I pray that God will give us rest in every area of our life in the mighty name of Jesus. But there is no alternative than to apply the wisdom of God if you want to enjoy peace. People will offend you. The rumors of the country, the news of the country will make you sad. But the only thing is to apply the wisdom of God. People will offend you. There is no way. And you'll be hearing rumors, bad news everywhere. But if you walk in the fear and the wisdom of God, you will allow the peace of God to reign in your life, to reign in your family. So let the peace reign in your life. But you need to apply the wisdom of God. Praise the Lord. But I want you to understand tonight that what we need in this kingdom is wisdom. As money is so important, is wisdom important? If you want to buy something now, you need money to buy it. Anything you want to do in life is require what? Money. So I can say that wisdom of God is a capital we need to start ministry, to do whatever you want to do as a child of God. As money is important. If you want to buy something, it requires money to buy something. So wisdom of God is so important like money, even more than money. It's more than money because when you have wisdom of God, you have everything. When you have wisdom of God, money will come. Glory will come. Honor will come. Respect will come. Riches will come. Everything you think about in good and righteousness, it will come to you when you have wisdom of God. Wisdom of God is incomparable to anything. It's supreme. So, everybody needs wisdom. We need wisdom. to survive in life. We need wisdom to have breakthrough. We need wisdom to manage our house. Also, wisdom brings about good leadership. Wisdom brings about good leadership. That is why we are facing a lot of problems in Nigeria, in this country. Because we so believe in the common sense, either to apply the wisdom of God. And that is because of it, it's very, very difficult for our leaders to govern us. It's very difficult because they believe maybe in certificates, they believe in wealth experience, but most of them, they don't seek the wisdom of God. So, wisdom of God bring about good leadership. If you don't have good character, there's no way you can manage well. If you don't have good character, if you don't have good qualities, good behavior, there's no way you can be a good leader. There's no way. There's no way if you don't have a good character or godly character. There's no way you can manage anything. There's no way you can lead the nation. That is where we are facing a lot of problems. We are so believe on common sense or riches, wealth experience. So, wisdom brings about good leadership. Wisdom of God also bring about good management. Good management. Good management. Wisdom of God bring about good management. If you have wisdom of God, anything they give to you, you will manage it very well. Very, very, very well. If they give you anything, you will manage it very well. Because you have a godly character, because you have a wisdom of God, you will be able to manage it very well. You will not involve any form of fraudulent activities. You will not involve anything like embezzlement of money. You will manage it very well as your own business. That is the work of, that is the help of a wisdom of God. But nowadays, most of our organizations are not managed well because of lack of wisdom of God. Country are not led the way the citizen expected because there is no wisdom of God. Thing is not easy. Even all those people that said they stored account, they said the CBN, they could not able to intervene on economies, affairs of the nation because they need to apply the wisdom of God. They need to apply the wisdom of God. In organizations, if managers are not able to manage the resources very well, some are sacked because of that. So we need the wisdom of God. In our home, we need the wisdom of God. As a husband, you need the wisdom of God to manage your house, to manage your children, to train them in the way of the Lord. And a husband, you have to be responsible. Your wife, you have to love your husband according to the Bible. It takes the wisdom of God for a wife to respect her husband. And it takes the wisdom of God for husband to be responsible. Because after God is what? His family. So the wisdom of God is applied to everybody. Because as a husband, you have to manage your home. And if you don't have the knowledge of God, you cannot manage your home successfully. If you don't have the wisdom of God, there's no way you can achieve your predetermined target. I pray that God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. So tonight, I want you to understand that wisdom is very, very important. Very, very, very important. Very, very important. It's supreme and it's a principal thing.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.